ओम शांति एंड गुड इवनिंग। इन दिस सेशन द टॉपिक दैट वी आर गोइंग टू discuss is the fiery stage of yoga, what we call in Hindi Jwala Swaroop. Bap Dada always says to us that we have to unburden our past sanskaras, past karmic accounts, or the past sins. And for the purpose, Baba says, children, you must have fiery stage of yoga. When it is only me and Baba, now how to create this stage? Number one, this is a very, very powerful stage. And we know powerful stage of yoga is not easily achieved or experienced. We need to prepare for it, just as when we want to light a fire, what do? We collect firewood. And when we collect firewood, even then we keep attention that it is not weak kind, like tender, thorny stems. No, what it is? Wood. Of course, to begin with, it is the tender ones. First catch fire, and then the strong ones, the big ones, they get caught. Similarly, when we become Baba's children, it is not that all of a sudden, the day we start practicing yoga, we start having very powerful yoga. No, it is developed over a period of time. And to begin with, it is our sweet, gentle, positive, determined thoughts that I have to experience that stage. And through that, slowly and slowly we build up that powerful stage. In the beginning, it is out of trial and error, out of love, that again and again our thoughts go to Baba and the remembrance is there. Remembrance of sweet feelings, experience of good feelings, experience of peace, experience of joy. These kinds of things are experienced so that the soul again and again makes more and more efforts to remember the Supreme. You get the point? In the beginning, it is not that Shakti stage. It is not that powerful stage. In the beginning, you experience, oh, today I sat in meditation and I felt so much peaceful. Today I sat in meditation, I felt so much joyful. Feeling of ecstasy was there. Feeling of happiness was there. Feeling of bliss was there. But this is a stepping stone towards the powerful stage. Because when you have these nice experiences, automatically what the soul does is, it makes more and more efforts to remember Baba more and more, become closer and closer to Baba. So, to begin with, maybe we are not experiencing that high, powerful stage. But these nice experiences, they generate that energy which allows us to experience the powerful stage of yoga. So, what is the preparation for it? First thing, I must have very powerful determination that I have to achieve that stage. I have to experience that stage. Just as you remember Arjuna? You know the example of Arjuna? How determined and how concentrated he was in his efforts. I'll narrate the story, those of you who are not aware of it. Once it seems, Arjuna was very good at, what do you call that bow and arrow thing? He was very good at that. And once, their guru of Pandavas, he wanted to test his disciples. So what he did was, on a tree, he placed a small little bird. And he asked all the Pandavas, that they have to hit the center of the eye of the bird. Okay? So, first one Pandava was invited. Okay, you try. He came. And the guru, their master, asked him, "What are you seeing?" And this Pandava says, "Guruji, I am seeing the tree, the bird, the surroundings, the beautiful things all around me." And Guru says to him, okay, you come away. Now, the second Pandava was invited. He was asked again the same question, what are you seeing? And he says, I'm also seeing the tree. Guruji, I'm also seeing you. And I'm seeing my brothers. Guruji says, even you come away. Third one, like this. All the four Pandavas, they answered in a variety of manner. When Arjun was called, and he was an expert in it, when Arjun was called, he was asked, Arjun, what are you seeing? And you know what was his reply? Guru, I'm seeing the center of the eye of the bird. He didn't say he was seeing the tree. He did not say he was seeing the guru. He did not say he was seeing his other brothers. He did not say he was seeing the things around him. But he was so concentrated that he said, I'm seeing only the center of the eye of the bird. This is what he was asked, isn't it? He was asked to, Pandavas were asked to hit the center of the eye of the bird. Similarly, now there were no other Pandavas. We are here sitting. All the Pandavas are here. Shaktis even. But it is the center of the eye which simply means if I have my thoughts and my firm determination that I have only to achieve that stage, final stage, definitely we will be able to experience it. Although we experience all the other different stages, but what is important is the fiery stage. Because it is in this fiery stage, I absolve my sins, I burn my sins. It is in this fiery stage, I develop my new royal divine sanskaras. It is in this fiery stage that I experience unison with Baba. It is in this fiery stage I feel totally re-energized. If I'm fully concentrated, it is my internal aim to achieve that stage, then automatically other things like number one, fiery stage can be experienced only when I am totally uninfluenced. If there is influence of any kind, remember, appreciation is a different thing and getting influenced is a different thing. Very frequently, sometimes Brahmins confuse, well, this is a good quality of so and so, shouldn't we appreciate? Why not? It is through appreciating, through knowing the qualities of others, we also imbibe them. We pick them up. We learn from them. But it is a different thing to get influenced. If I'm influenced, then automatically my thoughts will go to that person or go to those things again and again. There will be a pull which will be experienced. Influence is not considered good. Very frequently I give one example. Supposing between sun and the earth there is moon, what do you call it? Eclipse, isn't it? It is an eclipse, isn't it? Similarly, if between the sun, that is the Father, and me, there is another person or another thing, won't I be eclipsed? I will not be getting the direct power, direct energy from the Almighty. It is my great loss. And when a person's personality gets eclipsed, it means it is very difficult to remove that eclipse. So Baba has cautioned us not to be influenced, not to be influenced. Neither you should be influenced nor you should try to influence anyone. Everyone's attention should be drawn towards the Father. Even if some people, if you recall Dadi's way of accepting appreciation, when we appreciate Dadi's, what do they say? It is due to Baba. They never feel, they never get the thought, well, I did it. If I try to impress others, it means I am getting them disconnected from the Father. I am not going to give them any inheritance. It will be a sort of burden on my head if I try to influence or impress anyone. Through my thoughts, through my speech, through my actions, through my behavior, through my personality, the attention of the people should be drawn towards the Father. So, final stage of yoga means totally to be uninfluenced. Just as firewood, if it is wet, and if you try to light it up, it will, but it will also extinguish very fast. Isn't it? And then it will produce smoke, which is not good for health, for the eyes. Similarly, if I'm influenced and I want to practice that, I will not be able to stay in that stage for a long period. It will not be possible. And then sorrowful feelings will be there. Well, I tried, I sat in meditation, I keep trying it, but I am not able to experience. I must ask myself, what is the reason that I am not able to experience? When it is so easy, when Baba has given everything so easily, everything is so clear, how is it that I am not able to experience that? This very beautiful thing that Baba tells us about yoga. And if you are reading the Muralis very thoroughly, it strikes the head, it strikes the intellect. Baba says, children, unless you remember that you are a soul, remember that you are a soul, and then remember me. The connection with the Father can be there only when I consider myself to be a soul. In the morning today, while we were in the meeting, a point came up. Dadiji was sharing with us our recent stage, our later stage, and what sort of efforts we are making. And she emphasized upon this point, we must check ourselves in the whole day. How long do I remain in this consciousness that I am a soul? When I consider myself to be a soul, then Baba will be easily in my intellect. He can stay in my intellect. If I don't consider myself to be a soul, if I am not in soul conscious state, why should Baba be there? How can he be there? Analyzing this particular point still further, soul conscious does not mean reminding ourselves again and again, I'm a point of light, I'm peaceful, I reside in incorporeal world. No, generally in India, I don't know about you, but in India, when I go to the classes and ask them, how do you sit in meditation? Okay, I'm a soul, point of light, I reside in Shanti Dham, and I'm peaceful, I'm this. Okay, I said, after this what? Again it is repeated. Which is like a mantra. And Baba doesn't say that you have to chant any mantra. No. Soul consciousness means to be stable in the qualities of the soul. Soul is peaceful. To be in that stage, soul is loveful. To be in that stage, soul is powerful. To be in that stage means soul consciousness. Considering everyone to be a soul, and we are brother souls, children of one supreme, this is soul consciousness. When I stay in this consciousness, then naturally, Baba says, children, you will never be tired if you remain in that stage. You recall, Baba said once, you can go from Abu to Delhi walking without getting tired if you are in soul conscious state. No one goes to Delhi walking. But simply, what he was trying to say to us was, if you remain in soul conscious state, you will never be tired. So the base of fiery stage is soul consciousness. Soul consciousness, not merely when we sit down to meditate. Soul consciousness in our daily chores of life, in our daily activities, in our behavior. Because then what happens is, all the waste thoughts, negative thoughts, we are free from them. Instead of making efforts to remove them, this is a stage that is naturally achieved. If you want to light a fire, you see to it that no wet wood is there, you remove it. Wet wood is like the influenced soul. Influences, different influences. So if I have the influence of body consciousness, if I am affected by it, naturally, I cannot remain in that stage. I cannot experience that stage. Otherwise, why should Baba say to us again and again, 10 times daily in every murli, remember you are a soul? Why? This is the base of our life, of our divine life, of our yogi life. This is the base. Fourth thing which is needed to experience fiery stage is deep, intense love for Baba. And when I say love for Baba, I also include in it love for the self. What do I want to be? If I just want to be an ordinary person, then there is no need to make hard efforts. We have become Baba's children. Naturally, we will claim the inheritance. How much and what, that's a different point. But that is not sufficient. Good children, good students, they want to claim, they want to achieve higher status. And for this, I have to ask myself from time to time, what do I want to become? If I love myself, I will make efforts. The brush has been given by Baba in our hands. What sort of picture do I want to draw of myself? It is very easy to draw the picture of others. Very easy. And we do that. But how do I want to paint myself? There are several stories. Several stories about it. I think a person who has real concern for the self will never be contented by the efforts that she or he is making. To be contented is a different thing again. But here, contented with the efforts, well, I have done enough. Now whatever I'll get, I am satisfied. I don't think any good student of Baba thinks this way. No one. What we need to do is keep studying up to the last breath of our life. Keep making ourselves better and better up to the last breath of our life. And this means loving the self. Once, there was one sister who was giving class, and I liked this point of hers, which I share with you. Always, whenever there is any thought coming to your mind, just ask yourself, is this thought approved by Baba? Will Baba like this thought? Or if I am speaking, whatever I am speaking, will Baba like it? If I want to be in good books of Baba, if I want to attain appreciation from Baba, if I want to have real love from Baba, then I will be doing all those things which Baba wants us to do. So this checking in between, what are my thoughts, how are my thoughts, the quality of my thoughts, are they of the standard of Baba? Is my speech such a one that Baba approves it? Is my action approved by Baba? Then, this little attention, Mama used to remember, Mama used to tell us, remember that we are all actors on the world drama stage. It's not only one or two persons who are watching us, but we are being constantly watched by everyone. Just as an actor on the stage keeps an attention that he doesn't do something which is not in consonance with the activity of a good actor. Similarly, Mama used to say, on this world drama stage, always check yourselves. Ask yourselves, whatever I am doing, should this really be filmed? A film is being made. If a person comes with a camera, we set ourselves. Isn't it? If someone comes to photograph us, what do? We become all right. If you're not smiling, you start smiling because you know that it is going to be photographed. Picture is being taken. And here, in an incognito way, the whole film is being made. Am I conscious of this? If I become conscious of this, it means I love myself. Then similarly, love for Baba no one else can answer this question except we ourselves. Sometimes I give a small little exercise. Would you like to do it? Okay, everyone has notebook and a pen? Okay, just imagine, we have been asked to come back to the silence world. And we have been given just 3 minutes. that you take leave from all those with whom you are connected. Okay? So just 3 minutes are there, then we have to go back. Leave the body and go back. Just write down on your notebook, what are the things that come to your mind? You are to take leave and return home. What are the things that come to your mind? You have to take leave. Take leave from them, one by one. Just check. Where does your mind go? Within 3 minutes, you have to go. What are the things that are pulling your attention? Okay, done it? I'm not going to ask. But this kind of exercise you give to yourself from time to time. And the things that are pulling your mind, keep them in your attention and try to free yourself from those things. Because if in the last minute, and remember, I said 3 minutes, Baba says 1 second. 1 second. If in that second he says to me, Asha, come back, and I am thinking of ORC, what will happen to it? Or I am thinking of some service plans, I fail. So ask yourself like this. And remember, for that final 1 second, how much deep concentration I should have? To pass in that final 1 second, how much clear my intellect should be. It should be clear and it should be clean also. Free of everything. So that the soul just gets out and goes. This sort of exercise helps us to know ourselves. Because I can't be dishonest to myself. I have to be very honest. And wherever the pull is there, I should loosen it. It means that I do not have undivided love for Baba. If there is pull, it means my love is divided. And to achieve that fiery stage, I need undivided love. When there is undivided love, when there is love for the self, total focus is clear, full concentration, no influences, soul consciousness, then it's easy to be in this stage. What is the experience of this stage? I'm just a point. And Baba is also a point. I'm a point of light, point of mind. And Baba is also a point of light and mind. Then I don't remind myself that I am a peaceful soul. No, I am that. In the fiery stage of yoga, we do not make efforts to be in that stage. It is naturally automatic. Preparation is separate thing. Mind you, preparation is separate thing. This, all that I have said to you is preparation. But when you are in that stage, there's nothing and nothing. Only Baba and me. Nothing. To be in this stage, we need to have this practice more and more. Try to practice it as much as possible. Generally, I tell brothers and sisters that we should not spend our valuable time, because we get very little time, to sit and remember Baba. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Most of the time we are walking, doing work, something or the other, karam yogi life. So when we sit and remember Baba, this is very valuable time. And it should be utilized in the best possible manner. I should not spend this time in churning gyan. I should not spend this time in experiencing different relationships with Baba, because I am related to him. It should be seen and shown in my daily life. This time that we get to sit and practice, it should be devoted for powerful stage. For powerful stage of yoga. Maybe the seed stage. Maybe the bodiless state. But in conversation with Baba, that I can be doing while performing other things. But seed stage, bodiless state, this kind of, and even angelic stage can be experienced otherwise. But this time should be spent in powerful experience. And slowly and slowly, when we start giving attention to it, then it becomes easy. And fiery stage means free from all that which you call extra. It may not be negative. It may not be useless. Like for example, when I sit in meditation, this is not the time when I should sit and plan for service. This is extra. So I must unburden all those extra things. And just concentrate on what is needed. This is also going to be a question to us. Doing the right things at the right time, in the right manner, in the right place, is also a test for us. If you observe Dadi Janki, she draws her attention. Supposing she is reading Murli, she is giving class and people are watching here and there, she doesn't like it. Because Baba also never liked it. If someone was entering, it is none of our concern who is coming and who is going. But what we do, we start looking at the doors. Who is coming? How does it matter? How does it concern to me? Baba used to draw attention. These small, small habits, when we start giving attention to such habits, our power of concentration becomes better. And last thing, firm determination. I will do it. Which I mentioned in the beginning. Aim. My goal. Okay? If there are any questions, you can ask me. No? Yes. Good. She's asked, in this stage, are we thinking or we are just experiencing or feeling? My experience is, there comes a stage when you stop thinking, but you become the embodiment of what you were thinking. It is not that there is no thought. It is not that you are in a vacuum stage. We never achieve that vacuum stage. But that single thought, you are not thinking about it, but you are experiencing it. You are that. Okay? Yes. Brother has asked the point. Sister, you can also ask questions so that I can combine both. Yes.
You mentioned why can't we experience? And you said that unless we are so conscious and in that soul consciousness, we also remember the Father. And then the connection is had immediately. My question is, the soul is then similar to the Father. But my question is, does it merge with the Father? Are we then one?
Okay. When we say the point stage, that's a very powerful stage in which all the qualities of soul, the core qualities of soul, are in their emerged form. They're not merged, they are all in emerged form. It is not that separately you will be experiencing peaceful stage, separately you will be feeling the joyful stage. No. This is what is known as supersensuous joy. the feeling of ecstasy, which cannot be narrated, it can be experienced. Okay? You will not be able to narrate such a feeling, beautiful feeling. What we say in Hindi, Anand. Anand cannot be narrated, it's experienced. So in that stage you'll be able to experience all these things. And to such a powerful experience, within a second, you'll get such a powerful experience as though you have had this experience for a long time. Essenceful.
Can we call that stage as surrender, complete surrender to Baba and lost in love of Him?
First you completely surrender, then you experience this. First surrender, first love, and then comes the state.
There is no thought of like, I am a point, Baba is a point. It's yes. Just lost in love.
That is lost.
Lost in experience.
Lost. And what the sister was asking, whether we get immersed into Baba? No. Baba is Baba, and I am what I am. But you'll be losing all those things, you know, which go with body or body consciousness. All those kinds of things, extra kinds of things, they will be lost. Just as powerful bulb is there and you are a small bulb there, getting power from the powerful bulb. We don't get merged. But the experience would be as though you are just immersed in the love of Baba. There is one thing. One is merging. The other is getting immersed. Totally lost. That kind of experience. Okay. Shall we sit in? Shall we sit to experience that stage? Okay, ready? Is the topic clear? Yes? Okay. So shall we do one thing? Just stand up for 1 minute. Yes? Yeah. Just stand up. Stretch yourself. Yes. Okay, now you can sit down. Okay, let's fly. Okay, let's all fly. Let's see who flies faster. Our aerodrome is the... Our aerodrome is soul drum. Soul drum is the incorporeal world. Okay? So let's fly to the incorporeal world fast.